Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got another great show. We've got Ethan Fox, and Ethan Fox is a spiritual teacher and founder of the Flower of Life Center in Human Evolution and the Awaken Empowerment Expo. And he's always had a feeling that he's had a gift with energy. And from a very young age, throughout his adult years in the business and financial world, he had an intense knowing that he could help people and never walked away from someone in need. Simultaneously, he walked the spiritual world, eventually becoming an accomplished astrologer and numerologist. In addition to his energy gifts, Ethan has a unique ability to help lightworkers bridge the gap between their spiritual calling and mainstream economy, which is quite a gift. I haven't figured that one out yet myself, but he also has a very interesting story to tell of his spiritual awakening and how he came into understand he can remove the negative karma from others, accepting it into his energy field and transmuting it. Through this process, he raises consciousness and increases happiness and peace. This information can be found on his website, which he can tell you more about, and that's www.awaken. I think it's awaken and empower. Well, I'll let Ethan come on. Ethan, maybe you can help me out here. What's your website on?
Well, it's awakeandempoweredexpo.com, but we have a short version of the URL, which is just aaeexpo.com as well.
Oh, great. Yeah, I couldn't read it here for some reason. It got lost in the translation. But we have crazy technical difficulties lately. Bios and everything right before the show disappear and the sites go down, and it's pretty interesting. But it only means we're on track, you know, so that's good anyway. But anyway, Ethan, welcome to the show. I know you have a lot of things. You've got an expo coming up and a few other things we'd love to talk about. And maybe we can get that out of the way. So when's your expo that you have coming up?
The expo is April 24th through 26th in Michigan. And so Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
And they go through that website to find out more about it?
Sure, yeah. You can even just search Awaken Empowered Expo or just search for me online and it'll take you there as well.
Great. And I like to get that stuff out of the way first so we can get into the other juicy stuff. But I'd love to get understanding on how you began or how you got into this, the field of the Awakening Healing Program.
About the healing work that I do or what specifically?
Yeah, just what kind of what was your, a lot of people had a major event. Some people are just born mm-hmm. with it, you know, but I was wondering, you know, how you got started into this field.
Well, it's a long story, but it was about, I think around 1997, I had met these two women who were my age at the time, and it turned out we did some past life regression, hypnotherapy, and so on, and they actually were women who were soulmate connections from other life experiences, and we had all kinds of unusual things happen between us. And but on one of the occasions I was with one of these women, I had this experience where this very dark energy that she was carrying passed over to me. And I've as you mentioned in my bio, my background is in business and financial, and I've been in business most of my adult life, and I also was a professional trader. And so I come from a very rational, more intellectual left brain background, and so I didn't believe in any of this stuff, although I was always very curious when I was younger. So when this event happened to me back in 97, I had been studying spirituality and comfortable with those subjects and very curious, but at the same time, a lot of my life experiences that I've had all throughout my life did not make a lot of rational sense, so I just put them on the shelf. And so this is one of those occasions where I felt this very heavy energy pass along to me, and I didn't know what it was. I just knew that something had just happened. And So I went home that night, and now just to give you a little backstory, when I first met this girl, she told me that she had had a lot of nightmares throughout her life, and it was this one reoccurring nightmare that was a very violent situation, and she and her sisters were in this nightmare with her. And when we met in this life, I started appearing in this nightmare and I rescued her from the situation. And we didn't know what that meant at the time. But so this event happened where this energy passed on to me. And I went home, and I'm not typically a guy who has nightmares. And yet that night I was actually afraid. I woke up numerous times and I was afraid to go back to sleep. The next morning, I woke up in this state of bliss, and I had, at that point in my life, never experienced that before. And it was just this place where everything was just beautiful. The colors were more vivid, and sounds and smells. It's just, you can't really even put into words what it was like. And so I experienced that, and this heavy energy that had passed on from her to me was gone. And so for the next day and a half, I was in this state of bliss, and I had this feeling that if I'd lost everything from my life at that time, it didn't really matter because I just felt complete. And so I tried very hard to hold on to that state, but it disappeared. And a day and a half later, and it returned about 4 years ago. And so about 4.5 years ago, I had a very successful company. A relationship that I'd been in for 9 years, and all of those things fell apart, and my life essentially completely collapsed as I knew it back then, and the state of bliss returned. And so I had this spiritual awakening, only this time it stayed with me for about 6 months. And during that time was when I started the Flower of Life organization and first conceived of the expo, and first I had this woman who, she's, I think, in her 70s, and she came into my life a few years ago, and she is somebody who can see human auras with incredible clarity, and I'd never met anybody like her who had that strong an ability in that area up to that point. And she came to one of our events at the Flower of Life organization. We have lots of events over the years, and at the time she had come to a raw food potluck, and before she left, she made a point to tell me that she had never seen an aura as large as mine, and the colors that that were in my aura were very unique. And so I put her through a series of tests. I had her look at pictures of spiritual masters and ordinary people, and to see what she was actually seeing in my energy field. And so she was seeing similar intensity and colors to a lot of the spiritual masters that are very well known around the world. And so it got me to thinking, well, if that's really true, it explains a lot of the things that have happened in my life. And if that's true, then I have to be doing something with that. And so that's what prompted me to do my very first group energy event, where it was purely just experimental. I had about 25 people get together, and I sat in the middle of the room, and we did this consciousness thing, which was really inspired by that experience I had with that woman back in 97, which led me to believe that I had the ability to remove negative energy or karmic experiences from another person and raise their consciousness. And so we did this event, and I've been doing them ever since. And my friend Barb, who sees auras, who's also going to be at our expo, she was there, and she could actually see the energy moving around the room, and she could see that every person's aura had doubled, tripled, or quadrupled in some cases by the time we were done. And now the people who've been coming month after month to our events, their auras, she says, are hitting the ceiling when they walk in the door. So there's a cumulative effect. Uh-huh. So now we've been doing it for years. I've done them on radio shows. I've done them remotely. I have people in a weekly program, some of whom I've never actually even met or even talked to, who I just sent energy to them throughout the month. And the effects have been consistent and just pretty amazing. So that's how it started, and that's kind of the quick version of how far we've come with it.
And so it's just been building up since that mm-hmm. since that experience.
Yes.
And you know, I noticed you've been putting expos together and a lot of other things, and meeting a lot of other people in the field. I guess it's just continued to evolve since then.
I mean, the overall vision that started years ago, when this whole transition happened in my life, was that I just felt like it was time to do something more meaningful. And my life was always headed in this direction. And even when I was younger, when I was in my 20s and so on, I was involved in spiritual circles, and a lot of psychics over the years have come up to me and told me that I was going to do something significant someday. And I didn't really think much of it because at the time it made no sense, and I couldn't really rationalize it. So I put it on the shelf. And so over the last 4 years, when that whole experience happened to me, I had the idea of starting Flower of Life, which is really more focused on local programs and also eventually international programs. The expo is really more of an expression of what Flower of Life does locally, but on a more international scale. But all of these things are very are just the beginning. We also are working on a school program, so basically a kindergarten through 12 education program that's completely revolutionary to what's out there now. And that is going to be a project that we're more focused on the next couple of years. We do have a youth program already. But there are a lot of moving parts to Flower of Life. Ultimately, I want to create or be a part of the creation of a society where people are living more happy, healthy, fulfilled lives. And so that's been my passion. And we have a lot of moving parts to what that is. And so the expo is just one tiny fraction of it, although it's really the, as far as single events go, it's our biggest single project, you know, that takes place over a weekend anyway.
Yeah. Boy, that's I think one of the problems with, I've been working on that for 25 years actually here, is, getting a community together that wants to live a more spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature. But in order to do that, you've got to have healthy people, people that have already done their stuff. They've gone through their childhood processes and cleared up the wounds and traumas from there and things like that. But it's kind of interesting. And I think it's now finally becoming time, because I've seen so many of these communities come together, and they start out with good intentions and everything. But the problem is that they brought with, they're so busy trying to heal the world, they forgot to heal themselves, and they brought all that baggage with them, and they just keep, crashing. And it seems like our society just isn't, or wasn't ready for that. But I think we're finally coming into a time where we're being pushed, by another force, a huge force right now. We're being pushed to go in that direction, and that's what I'm seeing. And I don't know if you're seeing the same thing, but right now people are just really in their stuff. I mean, it's coming up hard and fast and quick, and it's becoming quite a wild ride.
Yeah, well, I've been a student and practitioner of astrology and numerology for 21 years now, and so I track a lot of things that way as well. And it's one of the things that I'm most passionate about for myself, because I have a very analytical mind, and what I love about those studies is I never learn it. I've been studying it for 21 years. I still don't feel like I know anything. So it's a continuous study that keeps me interested, and so I track. And even when I was in the financial markets, trading the markets professionally, I used to use astrology and numerology to track that, or even in all of my businesses or my personal life and so on, I can track that. So on a global scale, what you're saying is true. I mean, there's the astrological influences in the last several years and in the next several years are very intense, and so a lot of people are struggling and going through a growth period, and the world as a whole is going through that period, pressure period, and you can see that because even on a global scale, there is the conventional media and the government and all of the existing structures that are trying very hard to maintain control of the way things were, while there is this massive revolution and awakening taking place at the same time. And so both are butting heads against each other. So we're in that period of time. And that period of time is really going to last until toward the end of this decade. And then once we get to that point, the awakening and the revolution is really going to break through, and it's going to break through for a long, long time. And so we are at that pivot point right now, and that's why everybody's struggling, but also why you're starting to see all these movements coming out of all over the world in every aspect. And that's really what we're focused on as an organization is to not only be a part of that, but also bring all those movements together and to bring them to everybody's awareness. Even in the financial system, there are a lot of things happening like Bitcoin and so on that are showing us that there is a new financial system even emerging. So you're going to see more of that in the next 5 or so years. You're going to see more of those amazing breakthroughs in every field coming forth and more people waking up and more movements toward a better world. But at the same time, you're going to see more and more pressure being put on us by the existing establishment to keep things the way they are. Ultimately, that will fall away because it won't be able to sustain itself. So, and that's what I see just based entirely on the cycles, entirely on the astrology, numerology cycles. And I'm 100% certain of that. So we're headed into a really beautiful future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been aware of that. I've been working with some people on way up on the food chain, you might say, in the financial area, and getting information from them. And it's definitely a lot of people don't know what's really going on because it hasn't been in the public venue, and definitely the mainstream media won't cover it. But there's some major inroads happening on the highest level, and we are going to be moving into a whole different system, a whole different economy, and it's coming right around the corner. But and hopefully it all pans out and moves in a direction where we won't have any kind of chaos. There might be a little bit of chaos in the transition, but it's getting real interesting. I've been talking with some of the the grandfathers and the major people behind a lot of the gold and the other things about what's happening, and people that are actually doing the paperwork and creating this the transition on those levels, and it's getting quite interesting. The stories I'm told, but a lot of what they've been telling me now is just don't worry about it. Everything's in place. It's going to be announced here pretty soon. They're kind of worried too about some people out there that are making a lot of promises that aren't, on their behalf, that aren't going to be, coming true, because they just said, look, there's people promising that, you're going to get $1 billion, just buy into this position here. We'll give you, this and that, and then you'll be a billionaire and things like that. And they're going, well, wait a second, that's not our deal. That's somebody else's deal, that's going on. But it is happening, on a very high level. And I think the sponsorship of this new economy is happening on the highest levels, on beings that aren't even physical. They're creating this transition.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you on all that. There are, and I'm familiar with all those things you're talking about. In as far as the changes in the financial system, and ultimately, I think it doesn't really matter at this point who's doing what. What matters is that, from my vantage point, the cycles show that we are headed into a brighter future. What that actually looks like, and who actually steps up and makes the actual change, I don't know at this point, but I think all these, even the things like the people who are promising $1 billion, it's just a sign that we're heading in a direction. And so when you're heading in a direction, you're going to start seeing little things pop up, some of which are legitimate and some of which are not. But ultimately, we are moving in the right way. And I see this in everything, even in the alternative healing field. There's so many amazing breakthroughs, or in technology, just incredible things that are coming down the line that will completely reshape the fabric of the world we live in.
Mm-hmm. I know I've been working with some physicists that have technologies that are off the scale, and there's no reason to be burning fossil fuels anymore and creating these massive pipelines and things like that. And I think it's I looked at the Rockefellers. They're pulling out of the oil business basically, and they're getting out of it right now. So they must be seeing the writing on the wall as well. I mean, they must know that these energies are going to be coming out. So it's when you see the big boys pulling out and going in a different direction, then it's pretty clear, you know, that that things are going to be, you know, coming out, and we are going to shift away from the old program that we've been running for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at our last expo, we had a Russian scientist there who was working on advanced propulsion systems, and also Nikola Tesla's work. I mean, it's all out there. Wireless transmission of electricity, free energy technology, it's all out there. It's just been held back. But I think there's too much momentum now. It's too many people working on these things in the world to really suppress it anymore.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, people are building these devices in their garages all over the world right now. And I keep, you know, getting, emails from people and showing me their devices and working. And I've checked out some, and they do work, and it's amazing. And we've actually duplicated some of those devices here, and it's undeniable. You know, you can pull energy right out of the air. You don't have to go anywhere for it with some of these new technologies. So it's actually, I just, you know, like you're saying, I don't see any way it can be stopped, because it is happening in, you know, garages and, you know, little mini labs all over the world. It's going to come out somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it hasn't already, you know, what I see is basically China and Japan is where all this is going to come out first, you know, because they're not, you know, putting holds on it. They're not stopping it. So, you know, you get a country that's an island that's already totally dependent on other people for its energy needs. You know, that's probably where these things are going to really come out strong.
Yeah. Yeah. I think anytime you see this much pressure, I sort of liken it. I use this as an example a lot of times. Whenever you give birth to anything new, there's going to be a little bit of labor pain. You know, it's just that's where we are now, is we're in that birthing process to a new life. And we're in that period of time where it's just a bit of a struggle giving birth to something new. But on the other side, it's going to be completely different. Even if you look at conventional technology and then just set aside these subjects where we're talking about something a little bit more unconventional, there are already cars out there that drive themselves. And so if you can imagine, in the next 5 or 10 years, probably 5 years is the projection, you're going to have cars on the road that drive themselves. I mean, that's a huge step forward in terms of our lifestyles and technology. And that's not anything that is, that's being developed outside of the mainstream awareness. So, but there's so much. I don't know if you've seen, there's a car, I can't remember the name of it, but it's, I believe it's out in Belgium or Norway, or I don't know, somewhere out there, but runs on a saltwater fuel cell. I believe it gets around 300 miles to a fuel cell or something like that. And so, I mean, even that, although it's not quite Tesla technology, it's still a step in a direction away from fossil fuels. And I think that's a good bridge to the next step. There's a guy actually in Canada who's only about 4 hours drive from me, and I fully intend to drive out there one of these days, but he's developed a generator that apparently runs on water, and for about 4 gallons of water, you can power a typical house for, I think, about 2 or 3 days. And so I can't verify it, but it's on sale apparently now, and it's being sold. He's looking for distributors around the country here. And so if that is for real, then that in itself is going to revolutionize how people see energy. So we're seeing a lot of these things percolating out from the, you know, beneath the surface.
Exactly. And I've seen devices that I can't even talk about, you know, because they came out of the black projects and people that actually worked on the black projects. But, you know, we have anti-gravity, counter-gravity. We have things that, you know, zero-point energy devices that, you know, produce tremendous amount of energy. You know, one device is about the size of a small pie plate, and it has 9 coils, and each coil generates 25,000 watts, and it's ice cold when it operates. But, you know, these things, actually, I tried to help get some of that technology out in the late 90s and early 2000s. And unfortunately, it's it got majorly squashed, and a couple people actually died in that process. So the inventor actually just took it apart and put it on the shelf, and he said, it's not time yet. But it was kind of a rude awakening, because I found out a lot of people in the field of this free energy are not who you think they are, and even they tried to steal the technology and for themselves, and so it was quite an eye opener, going around to seeing that, these people that have these things that they say, oh, here's a $1 million, if you can bring something that's really generating over Unity or whatever, here's this prize. Well, this certain guy, I don't want to mention his name, I don't want to get him in trouble again, but he actually brought his device in, he ran it, generated a huge amount of electricity, took it all apart, they got to inspect it, put it back together again, ran it again, there's no batteries, nothing in it. And, they said, well, we need to take your device, or we're not going to give you the money, for the, and he says, no, I'm not going to, you're not going to take the device. He said, you said, if I proved to you this worked, it worked. And where's my check? And they, he never got it. So anyway, a lot of these things out there that people think are in place are not really what we think they are. And, so we need to, create an avenue for that, a system that supports these devices, that keeps them safe and keeps the inventors safe, and a place that that is going to, get these out, into the mainstream. And that's just my experience of what I've seen happening out there. And I think the people that are, that have been holding this stuff back and that have actually been suppressing it, I think they're kind of falling by the wayside. So it's gonna, as you said, it's such a big adventure. I mean, it's happening everywhere. I just don't think there's any way they can suppress it anymore.
Do you think that from your work and your experience, do you think that there is, and I speak from my own experience, but that there is a lower consciousness at play in our planetary dimension that is influencing these people in our government and the people who are standing in the way of this? Are you aware of any of that?
Yeah, definitely aware of it. It's, we call it the Archon Network, and there's a grid. It's like a planetary grid, and it's really there to suppress, and it's full of parasites and predators and unseen negative influences or energies. And the good news is that's being cleaned up on a very grand scale right now. And so it's allowing these things to come forward. But and the leadership, actually, as you go up the food chain, the higher you get up in this hierarchical power system that we have, when you get up at the top, you have people doing rituals and ceremonies to these dark beings, and for power and wealth and fame or whatever. So it's very, there's been books and all kinds of people talking about that, but definitely it does exist. There's different types of beings, and there's some demonic type beings, there's reptilian beings and some grays that are not in our highest and best good. Some degenerate aliens that are in that mix as well. But that whole, they call it the Archon Network or the Archon Grid, but that whole grid is being cleaned up. And what I'm finding out now is a lot of these political leaders that were operating that way, they just became puppets. They pretty much sold their soul and became puppets for these darker forces. And now they're losing their puppet masters because they're being removed. And a lot of these leaders are just floundering. They're making incredible mistakes and just, exposing themselves and being seen for what, and they're just not functioning like they were before. So that's, you'll see a lot of that. You'll see a lot of the leaders just blowing it, making one mistake after another, exposing themselves and, from some of their nefarious deeds they've done in the past. And that's all going to hit the surface here real soon, which it is actually. But I'm sure you probably ran into some of those dark energies that come at you, when you said you take on this darkness from other people. That's probably part of that category.
Yeah, actually, well, that's, and we can talk more about that if you want. The what I discovered, and I forgot to mention that girl from 1997, her nightmare actually went away after we had that experience, and that's
Yeah.
what led me to believe that that I was taking something away from her that she obviously couldn't process. And
Yeah.
so now I do these events with with groups of people, and what I've come to realize is that my physical body is protected from negative energy. And so when Barb is in the room, Barb's the aura reader, she can, what she describes is everybody in the room is sending me their negative energy, and I'm sending them an energy to raise their consciousness. So there's this loop going on the entire time. And so she describes that, and there have been times when I do in-person events here in Michigan, while there are people around the world who have signed up to participate remotely, and so I have them all at the same time. And
All right, this is pretty interesting. We seem to have lost Nathan, but we've got I mean Ethan, we've got him back again. What happens when wherever we talk about this Archon network or some of these dark forces, invariably the all of a sudden the system just fades away. It gets all weird and we go off the air. And so they don't like us talking about that, obviously, and they seem to control the airwaves. But anyway, we've got Ethan back, and I don't mind going forward with that, but we lost you right when you started talking about these energies, these and how you were transmuting these energies.
So Barb, who's the aura reader, now she's been seeing aura since she was born, or I think around 5 years old or something like that.
Yeah.
But she's been able to see this her whole life, so which is what made me take her seriously when I met her a few years ago, because I thought, well, if she's been seeing auras her whole life and she's never seen one like mine, then that's important, and I have to consider that. So now she's with me whenever I do an in-person event here. She is with me. And she observes what's taking place, and which has been great because I still have this very rational left brain intellectual side that needs to be appeased. And
Yeah.
so having that piece of information has been really valuable to help me to understand what it is that I'm actually doing and capable of. And so we've done groups, very large groups, and it makes no real difference, and it has no effect on me. And so what she describes is that as the energy, this dark energy, is coming from all the people in the room to me, she said it, sometimes it's so dense that she can't even see me in the room anymore because there's this so much dark energy covering me. But what she says is happening is that it disintegrates as it hits my energy field. So it doesn't actually affect me personally, but that person no longer has it either. So this physical body, and I've been working with intuitive channels as well to try to understand what's taking place, and I've even had a chance to speak with the consciousness that's facilitating this process, to understand what, why am I here? What's this all about? And so I've come to understand this is an ability I've had since I was born. And Barb has looked at pictures of me when I was 5, 6, I think 8, 9 years old even. And my aura looked the same back then as it does now. So it wasn't something that came later on. And looking back over my life, a lot of the things that have happened over the years that made no sense to me back then, it makes sense in the context of what I'm doing now. And so I'm actually not affected by dark energies. And for some reason, when I stand in environments, it neutralizes the dark energy in that environment. So this is not something that I can turn off, not that I would, but it seems to always be on. I had a dowser come over to my house a couple of years ago, and he was checking all the geopathic stress zones and EMF zones in the house. And whenever I stood on a stress zone, the stress zone neutralized. And so it's, for some reason, it seems like this energy that flows through this physical body has the ability to neutralize and harmonize the environments that it's around. But when I do actual events, I increase the intensity of that, so it actually has more of an effect on the people around me. And over the years, the effects have been everything from physical healing to raising consciousness. There's the improvements in a person's energy field intensity have been pretty consistent all throughout the years. People's happiness level increases. I've had a lot of people come to my events with a health issue and walk away without one. So, and over the years, some really amazing health experiences I've had with people who I've worked with, even before I even believed I had any kind of an ability in this area. So yeah, I don't know what it is exactly, but it seems like those dark energies are not something that that I at least personally have to worry about. But obviously, most people don't have that kind of protection, and so I don't encourage people to go out and ask for people to send negative energy to them. Right? But,
yeah. Not a good idea. Yeah. It's like, don't try this at home, folks.
You know,
it's like, but yeah, it's kind of interesting that whole concept. I used to think I was pretty bulletproof, and then I ran into some beings I've never seen before and was extremely tested there, you know, in that program. But that was quite interesting. But I've gone through the gamut, and I've come to know, you know, that whole network and who's on it and who's who on it. And but you know, it wasn't pretty. It definitely wasn't fun, and I wouldn't wish that on anybody. But I gained a lot of wisdom from that experience, though, you know, and experiencing those different beings. I know who they are right now, and I've learned how to deal with them, you know. And there's always higher beings you can call on that are more powerful than them, that can, you know, change that situation. So I see part of the ascension process, or part of the awakening process, is to be in contact or aware of all the different beings, both positive and negative, and learning how to work with those energies, and learning when, you know, there are times you got to call out for some help. You know, it's like, you know, you can't do it on your own. It's you know, a little too big for some of us.
Now, I'm curious. I know you on the ranch where you spend a lot of your time, you've got, you have a lot of UFO sightings. Have you ever had one close where you could make out what it was?
Oh yeah, I've had face-to-face. I've been on the ships a couple times and had face-to-face meetings with them. And most of the ones that I've had meetings with here are extremely benevolent. They're extremely advanced. Palladian, there's an Orion Council of Light group, and Andromedans, and people of that nature. And I've had actually face-to-face experiences with the Palladians, and also with the Orion Council of Light. I've been on their ships a few times. And I've been on other ships too, just going out of body and going up on the ships that are, they're like a Federation ship, and they have all kinds of beings on them, even humanoid feline beings, and, you know, short little guys, and some 8 foot tall humans on these ships too as well. It's like a mix of beings on these ships. And so it's quite a plethora of beings, yeah, that are on these ships. And they come in every size, shape, and color, you know. And we have to master our fears, because a lot of people, when they see something different, you know, they run, you know. They see something appear and that they're not aware of, they automatically go into flight or fight, you know, and they get into fear. And I think that's the main problem. We have to master our fears so we can, you know, stand with these beings and see what they have to say and find out who they are. And also, there's tools and techniques that we need to utilize to keep ourselves clear, you know, and stand on our own self-authority when we do have these meetings. Because, you know, not everything, we have a saying, you know, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. And just because it's coming from another dimension or on a ship, it doesn't mean it's positive. You know, there's different types of beings out there.
Yeah, it's gonna be. I'm really looking forward to interviewing you on my show, because I've got a lot more questions like that. Curious about that.
Yeah, but the Palladians that I experienced were, I mean, you just fall in love with them basically because of their auras, and they're also very genetically refined. They're very beautiful, but the energy fields that they emit, you see them and you just fall in love with them immediately. And it's not like throwing them down on the floor and having sex with them. It's not that kind of thing. You know, a lot of people, that's where their minds go when you say that. It's such a higher experience than that, that you just want to be with them. You want to be around them. You wish you could be with them every day, you know. So, but it's just a whole different, and the love that they carry, the energy that they carry is, you know, very rare to find something like that here on the planet, you know, on the surface. You know, it's just because we've, you know, we've been born into a system, you know, that actually suppresses this. You know, it's very hard to maintain that kind of a consciousness here and you know, stay alive, basically, just because of the, unfortunately, because of the energies that are present on Earth. But I think that's changing. And, you know, a lot of these kids coming in, you know, people call them Indigo kids, Golden, everybody has a different name for them. But a lot of these kids are coming in and they have those frequencies and they're holding on to them.
So, and I would agree with that. Actually, I think that, and this is purely from an astrologer standpoint, there were certain things that were going on from an astrological standpoint. For example, Uranus and Neptune were in the sign of Pisces. I'm sorry, were in the sign of Aquarius in the years past, and then Pisces, and Neptune is still in Pisces, actually. And so the kids were born with Uranus and Neptune in Aquarius. Mm-hmm. What's really cool about that, now Aquarius, one of the elements of Aquarius is it's a sign of freedom, and it's also very community oriented, and right, and so those kids were born with that, and so they have a very Neptune is very spiritual, and Uranus in Aquarius is actually very strong in that sign. And so right now the planet Pluto is in Capricorn, and Capricorn is a sign that is very reserved and restrictive and conservative, and so it's really that's been the representation of why our establishment has become very controlling in the years past. And whereas in the late 1990s, Pluto was in Sagittarius, which is really more about growth and expansion. And so we saw the stock markets go through the roof and the whole internet boom and everything take place. And everybody was buying bigger houses and bigger cars. And where Capricorn is much more restricted and more reserved and conservative. And so since then, we've seen smaller cars, smaller houses, and more efficient technologies, and governments putting more restrictions on people. And well, when Pluto goes into Aquarius, which it does in the 2020s, to mid-2040s, the kids who are born with those two planets, Neptune and Uranus in Aquarius, the planet Pluto is going to trigger that. And so when Pluto goes into Aquarius, we're going to not only see a revolution really pick up, but also the breaking through to having more freedoms in the world. And also Aquarius has to do with innovative technologies and so on. So the kids who were born in that time period, which are mostly, I would say, in their early teens right now, early to mid-teens, they are going to be triggered when they get into their 20s. And so when they're in their 20s, the early 30s, they're going to be largely responsible for this revolution toward a freer, better world really picking up steam. And so I would say, just, you know, from an astrology standpoint, I can confirm what you're saying. And then in the mid-2040s, we'll see another spiritual revolution as well.
Yeah, there's something happening, and I don't know if it's mirrored in the astrological thing, but I know the higher dimensional beings have a plan going on, and they're saying between now and 2016 that everything is going to be really coming up fast, you know, hard, and we're really going to have to, you know, get on with our spiritual evolution to match these new frequencies coming in. And they told me that they use natural cycles as well, but they also amplify these cycles and work along with these natural cycles. But there's something, we're in it right now. They told us we have three more days. We've been in it for about 5 days, and a huge energy shift. And I think it's around the eclipse. It might be tied into the eclipse as well that's happening. But they said it's going to go on for about three more days. And I'm just getting emails and phone calls from people everywhere. I mean, around the world going, what is going on? Like, everybody's coming unglued. My friends are freaking out. You know, their relationships are breaking up. They're totally out of character, you know, and unreasonable. They go, I don't know what to do with this. And it's interesting because this has been happening for a while. I mean, there's been coming in, but something just recently came in that's just pushing people over the edge.
Yeah. No, there is something going on astrologically. Of course, depending on how the eclipse hit your own chart, then that would be an influence as well. But this week in particular, and over the weekend until about, I think, end of day Monday, there is an influence that's going to dramatically increase the stress levels that people are going through. And when I see that particular influence, there are usually a lot of relationships that are breaking up during that time, or people quitting their jobs or fed up with what they're doing with their lives. And so a lot of relationship problems taking place, because ultimately these changes are happening within us. And so within us, we're going through this huge change. And when you go through that huge change, suddenly the relationship that made sense isn't making so much sense anymore. And so that's why a lot of times relationships tend to break up during this pressure period. So I think you're going to see a lot more people calling you and messaging you in the next several days.
But
once we get to the get past about the first half of next week, it's going to settle down a bit, and you know, the dust will settle in some new direction in most people's lives.
Yeah, definitely. It's hopefully it does settle, because I've been watching people that you it's just so unreasonable and you can't use logic or try to use reason or whatever to calm things down. You just have to it's like I'll tell you what, I'll clear my stuff and I'll work on my process and have fun with your process. that's about all you can do with these energies. You know, set some boundaries, but it's coming in intense right now, and I've been trying to help people out through this shift, you know, with what's going on and looking at the inner levels on what is coming up, you know, because a lot of people, I'm seeing their past life issues they never dealt with are coming up, stuff they buried under the rug is coming to the surface, things that just, you know, aren't in alignment with universal law or whatever, are all coming to the surface right now. And we can't ignore things anymore. I mean, they're just being amplified to the extreme, it seems.
And so these other dimensional beings have told you that this is happening for what reason exactly?
Well, they said that we really have to get our frequencies up. Because of something coming up in 2016. And it may very well be this event everybody's talking about. I'm not sure. But they've always told me that there's going to be a series of events, not just one big event. But, you know, eventually we will hit that threshold, or, you know, the 100th monkey program. Everybody calls it there's different names for it. You know, when we hit that critical mass where everything is probably going to do a huge shift. But I just don't see it happening in one event, like when the harmonic convergence came around. You know, I knew everybody back in the 80s, you know, they sold everything, they maxed out their credit cards, you know, and they were all going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya and Ascend, you know. And after the event, they went back and they had massive debt and they didn't have a place to live. And it didn't really work out for them very well. And so I've seen that happen again and again, where people get caught up in these things and they think, you know, it's going to shift, like 2012. Everything was going to shift then, and we're all going to, and I said, well, those are beginnings, you know, those are beginnings of a change, but the change is usually gradual. You know, it doesn't happen overnight, and it takes a while for these things to you know, take their course, you know. So I don't know if you've experienced the same thing, you know, concerning some of these prophesized, you might say, events that people talk about.
Yeah, actually, I had a friend who contacted me back in just a few years ago, before the 2012. It was actually just before the Mayan prophecies were coming to an end, and his brother had a very successful company that he'd been running for, I don't know, a couple of decades, I think, and he told me that his brother was afraid that the world was going to come to an end, so basically he sold his business and liquidated all of his assets and went on vacation, and decided that the world's coming to an end. I'm just going to enjoy my life. And so my friend was contacting me because he was concerned and wondering, should he be doing that too? And I told him, well, I think the world is going to be still very much here on the other side of 2012. It's just going to be a dramatic shift in consciousness in a different direction that we're going as a world. But as far as day-to-day things go, probably no one's going to even notice a difference. So, but yeah, I mean, I've noticed a lot of people doing that. But the circles that I'm really around these days are people who are more of a similar mindset like we are, who are not necessarily going to drop everything and expecting that we're going to all ascend in that sense. Most of these people who are involved in the work that we're doing here are of a higher consciousness, and they at least have the awareness that the change is happening from inside of them. And actually, you know, one thing that I can say is our organization membership has grown dramatically over the years, and the it seems like the closer we get to the further we go, the more people seem to be gravitating our way, and a lot of them have the same concerns, which is they feel themselves a little out of place in this world. And, and a lot of them are, because a lot of my personal work is really with light workers who are coming into the realization that they need to do something else with their life, but they have no idea what to do or how to do it. And so I bring all my experience in business and marketing and all that, and also working with light workers to develop their abilities to help them to find their purpose. And but because one of the most common things that I hear from people is that they are starting to awaken, and in the process of awakening, they suddenly realize their life no longer makes sense. They don't know what they should be doing. They don't know why they're married to this person. But they don't know where to go. And so a lot of people are experiencing that. And also they don't feel like they belong anywhere anymore. You know, the friends that they've had don't understand them anymore. And they haven't yet found their way to a new community that they can relate to. And so, that's an area that I've noticed a lot of, things happening, and more people seem to be stepping into that unknown place and trying to find their way into something different.
Yeah, I know what I see all the time is, you know, I'm dealing with some people here that are going through a huge transition, and they're very well known, you know, the people, and they're like very well known in the media or whatever, and you know, at the top and very famous and everything, and now they're hitting that wall, and they're going, this doesn't work for me anymore. I don't want to be, you know, doing this anymore. It's not feeding me, and I'm missing a huge portion. And they're going through this extreme shift right now where they're between worlds, and they're saying this old world isn't working, and they're having this major awakening to their own inner world and their own, you know, past lives. Everything is all coming forward for them, and they're just seeing everything is much bigger than they ever, you know, they're finding out they're much more vast beings than they ever imagined. And in that transition, I've ended up telling them, well, you can still use the old world, use the connections and the contacts and things in the old world, and use that to guide it into the new world, and to, you know, share your transition with others. So when they go through it, it'll be easier for them, you know, to understand this transition. And, you know, just, you know, now you've got a podium, you know, you've got a place from which you can, you know, heal a lot of other people and help a lot of people understand this transition that they're going through.
Yeah. That's I think that's only going to increase. And the 2016 date that you're mentioning does have an astrological correlation as well. So I think from my standpoint, that makes a lot of sense. I've been telling people even back when, prior to 4 years ago, I was very active in the stock and futures markets, and I used to teach professional traders how to trade the markets on a more professional level. And I used to use astrology cycles, and I was telling a lot of people the stock markets are going to go through this major downturn, and we're not going to see stability until we pass 2016. And then after 2016, we're going in some new direction where whatever economic system exists is going to start improving at that point. But until then, that we'd be in a period of kind of like a modern day depression. And so there is a pivot point that's in 2016 that I see affecting the world. And the markets really are just, the stock markets, although logically they should be really about the value of different companies in the economy, it's really more having to do with emotions. And because people don't actually, at the end of the day, they don't buy or sell based on logic, although some of the bigger banks may do that. Most people do based on emotion. And so by understanding and seeing stock market activity, you can really tell what the state of the emotions of people of the world are. And so there is that shift that's taking place next year where we're going to steadily improve the attitude and mindset and so on and the well-being of people after that time. Yeah. And and we're seeing those tools coming down the line now. Even at our expo coming up, we have this one, we have a lot of focus on vibrational healing and sound. So we have like Mandara Cromwell, who's the expert on cymatics, who's going to be there. And are you familiar with Mark Romero? Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah, definitely have. You know, we've got just less than 1 minute left.
Oh, okay.
I hate to cut you off, but I really want to get your expo in there, towards the end, and how people can find out more about that expo and attend the expo as well.
Yeah. Well, we have it's the Awakened Empowered Expo. It's April 24th through 26th of 2015. And so it's just coming up in a few weeks here. And it's in Michigan at a really nice hotel here. And we have events all 3 days, multiple workshops and classes. We're bringing in presenters from all over the world. Some of the more notable ones are Dr. Sam Osmanagic, who is the archaeologist who's working on the Bosnian Pyramid Excavation Project. Mm-hmm. So he's pretty incredible. We have Mark Romero, who is a vibrational sound healer, who will be there. Of course, I'll be there doing my consciousness event, and Michaela, who you've met, Michaela Sheldon, who's an intuitive channel. We have a psychic medium there who will be doing a couple-hour event where she'll be interacting with the audience and bringing in the spirits of people who passed on. And Michaela primarily channels like Palladians and other higher beings, so she'll be doing her event. Mandara Cromwell, who is Cymatics organization, Barb, the aura reader, she'll be there. So we have a lot of healers. Dr. Edward Group, who's really famous in the alternative healing field. Ty Bollinger, who is a cancer cure expert. Quite a few people and a lot of sound immersion experiences as well. So, and of course, our exhibitor space is open to the public. And we have a lot of events Friday night that are open to the public. Dixon's Violin doing a concert Friday. But anyway, it's awakenempoweredexpo.com or aaeexpo.com.
Great. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. And I'm sure we have a lot more to cover, but we'll have to set that aside for another time.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, this is James Gillen with BBS Radio, As You Wish, signing off. Have a great evening.